Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
It was my normal level of getting busy.
Mikey, no, it wasn't.
It was. It was my same stroke.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. You can't tell me what
Randy
I know.
Randy over here screaming to the heavens. I'm like, where the fuck all this volume been? For the last couple months.
Mikey, what?
Randy,
Mikey,
I'm serious.
Mikey.
I am dead ass. So I want to know why you don't like talking to me.
Mikey, what? Mikey, we...
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like. Now check it out.
Hey y'all.
Hey, I'm Mikey.
And I'm Randy.
And this is Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, where we give you an uncensored look into all we're learning, unlearning, and loving about marriage in real time.
Welcome all.
We're thankful that you tuned in.
And we miss you.
We do. We're back.
We are officially back.
From our much needed, much appreciated
month-long break.
Break.
From recording.
From life.
It was great.
It was. Real quick, before we keep going, what was your favorite part about the break?
That's a big. I really enjoyed our baby-free weekend, which we are still in the thick of.
Yes, which is why we are in such a good mood still.
It was great. Yeah. This is the first time I've already told you, but this is the first time in the whole year and plus months she's been alive that I've looked forward to a weekend with just us.
Which is still interesting, but yeah.
Like I'm always very aware that she's gone, but this time I was like, "Here you go, Yaya." Here's your baby.
Just shoved the baby out the door.
But she wasn't even studying us. She wasn't.
She didn't care.
She was like, bye bye, but she didn't even look at us. And she blew kisses, but like to the wall.
Yeah, she waved at the window.
Anyway.
As we walked out behind her. So, okay.
How about you? Part? Yeah.
Since you took the baby free weekend, I would have to say just the time as a family focused on family things has been nice.
Yeah.
We've had just time with the three of us, four of us, you know, group, just like sitting down, just talking, just chilling, being around each other. Not necessarily anything structured, but just the time to sit and breathe.
Yeah.
Because we don't have any obligations today.
Anything to record or edit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
It was nice.
It was nice to have some family time.
But we're recharged.
We are.
And we are ready to go.
And we can't wait to finish off this season.
Because it's going to get interesting as these episodes go. So, continuing with our theme of plot twist, today we're going to talk about how rich we are.
Oh, say that again.
How we rich as fuck.
We rich.
And I think that we need to like talk about this opulence.
Humble brag.
Mm-hmm. Humble brag. Humble brag. Subtle flex. We're going to talk about how rich we are. So in our first segment, we're going to each talk about three things in our relationship that makes us feel rich. So obviously not your
financial tradition of rich, but it's okay. It's okay.
But the richness in our lives. Second is our fight or flight, where today I am confronting Randy about how unhappy I am with something in the bedroom.
Mikey, what?
I'm unhappy with something.
I saw you write this during the production meeting, and I still can't believe it. What?
Yeah, we're going to talk about it. I'm going to let you get a piece of my mind.
Well, you better be happy it's not my fight or flight. Anyway.
Oh, what would you? You want to just add one today?
No,
it's fine. Let's share it. Let's both do it. Come on. It's the first time back.
Finally.
Let's spice it up.
Babe, it's okay. I got you next week.
Well, we're not doing one next week.
The week after next.
Go ahead.
If you really want me to, I will.
You should.
It's your lead.
Because the week after next, actually, I'd have to do another one.
No, we go based off what's the last four.
Got you. All right. Okay. Come on.
finally,
we'll wrap it up
with our PDA segment where we show each other some love and or thank each other for something. Mm-hmm. And we hope you enjoy. And we're back.
So, our main topic.
Yeah. So, yeah,
we're rich. Let's give a little bit of backstory.
Oh, okay. Thank you for saying that again. That way, it'll make it easier to edit. We've been in quarantine and spending more time together as a family than
and as
we
a
ever,
couple.
Yes, and as a couple that we ever have, at least in the past 2 years. And it got us thinking about what we're grateful for, what we have, and it helped us realize that we're rich. So we wanted to bring this to y'all because a lot of us are in relationships and are definitely in relationships with ourselves. And we thought that this would be like a really good time to encourage everyone to reflect on like what they're grateful for and like why they're grateful for and how rich they are, because it's a wild time to be alive.
It is.
Yeah.
When Randy brought this, this subject up as something for us to talk about, I love the idea immediately because I don't have like the traditional sense of like, or the idea of like what rich is. Like once I matured, there was an interview that my uncle made me watch in the late 90s, early 2000s, and it was a Bob Marley interview. And I showed Randy like the 30 seconds of it, but I'm sure she had seen it already. And the interviewer basically asked him if he was rich, like does he have a lot of material things? And he said in the most Jamaican way, money make you rich. And it like stuck with me all my life. Like, is that the thing that you're like defining your happiness or your joy around? Because if so, you're going to be a real unhappy person because money is endless. It is. You can, it's always going to exist. You're going to always want more. You're never going to be satisfied with it.
It's never enough.
Yeah. What else around you brings you some type of joy, some type of happiness? And so even though you still get sad when you don't have money, because that's just rough. Just trying to find like something positive and really paying attention to what is important around you, especially in times like this.
Yeah.
Because I've been seeing a lot of like, stuck in the house with the old lady. We won't like each other. We got to do this shit. And then eventually somebody just kind of breaks quarantine because of it. Like, I can't, they just can't take it no more.
That's it.
There's a lot of people stuck at home with people they do not like.
Yeah.
So.
Or are growing to unlike.
Yeah. So I was like, well, then, yeah, like we should absolutely talk about why we are rich in that way, why we are blessed in that way. And hopefully, you know, other people talk about the same or just recognize like, hey, even though this shit is rough, this is tough, we have some things to be thankful for right now. Sometimes you just need to be reminded of that.
Right.
So, Randy, because I love you, why don't you go first? So what are some things that you feel make you rich in this relationship?
Well, my first thing was, don't look on my paper.
I'm not. I did.
My first one is, I have a partner that is acting in allyship.
Huh. Okay.
So,
expand.
You know, so we've been doing a lot of like talking over this break, and we'll bring this up in episodes about like what acting in allyship is and what being an ally is. And we're discovering being an ally isn't really a thing. You can only act in allyship. If you want to do anything worth anything, you can be acting in allyship. And we've been having a lot of conversations as a Black man and Black woman about our relationship with each other in like general and also intimately. And I realized that I do have a partner that is acting in allyship. So you are, while you don't do it perfectly, and even when you're awkward and you're stumbling trying to love and support Black women, all Black women, in like being safe and protected and heard, I see that you're doing your best and you rarely make the same mistakes twice. And that makes me feel rich because you are steadily teaching me a lot about giving and accepting grace. And it teaches me how to be brave. How to be brave in terms of bringing up conversations with you that I have always avoided with you, which we just discovered over break. And it also gives me a space to be vulnerable and safe. And that's powerful because I know a lot of couples don't have that. And not in a way of like trying to pit us against them, but it's a gift. It is.
It is.
And it shouldn't be, right? Like you would hope that our partners would be humane.
Well, we want this to be like a norm for people in general, because then, you know, healthy relationships.
Right. Or just like humane and safe relationships. People are always like, I was falling into this trap of feeling like I can't bring so-and-so up. I can't bring up how you may be hurting me as a Black woman or what you may be missing because I already got it really good and I shouldn't push my luck. And that is...
That's a good way of putting it.
Right. And that's how I was feeling. But I've discovered over break that I had no reason to feel that way.
And that is essentially wrong.
Right. Right. That it was wrong for me to think that. And I don't have a reason to feel that way. And I've... And because I felt that way, I've been complicit in a lot of my suffering.
And you don't deserve to feel that way. Again, right. Being in union with someone who you have signed up for a lifelong partnership with, that is not something that can continue. And I'm not just saying that to you. You know, like anybody listening who may be feeling something similar. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I don't know if I can broach this topic with my husband or my partner. Mm-hmm. Because what if they don't like
me? He flips the switch on me.
Well, then you now know you're either supposed to... Y'all need leave. To have a conversation.
Or... And that's what I've really been afraid of. Which we're going to get into. I know you. But I've been afraid like... No, not that I'm going to have to leave you. Like, can be with somebody that's like evil, you know, or that's like, that's like so steeped in patriarchy and can't even see me.
You
like,
can't.
He loves me, but he won't see me or hear me. Like, you can't stay with somebody like that. And I was.
Well, that's the thing.
You shouldn't.
We talk that way, but more often than not, people
do. Yeah, and I knew that if I broached certain topics with you and you reacted a certain way, I would really have to be
you
like,
have to
oh
take
shit!
Like a hard look at
oh shit
your life.
And I did not want to do that. And I know a lot of women.
So you just gonna keep having babies with me?
No, Drew's gonna be the only one.
Just gonna keep doing this podcast.
No, right? It's bad.
No, I get it.
It's bad. It's bad. And so we discovered that over break, and we are like now actively trying to work something and do about it. And so because of that work that we've been doing over the past 30 days. I realize that I have a partner and that is acting allyship with me and with other women. And that makes me feel rich.
I like that.
Thank you.
Well, in your point, you touched on one of mine. Don't look at my list.
Okay.
See, now Randy got like little mini paragraphs. I got a sentence. The single ones.
Go ahead.
In order to read it. All right. The thing that I had for mine was I feel rich because I have a partner that recognizes, sees, and feels me. I think that all three of those things are important. I think they all feed into each other because you are a very, very smart woman.
I am.
And you are extremely aware of the effects that patriarchy has on our society in general, right? You're laughing, but I'm serious.
Yes, you are. Sorry, go ahead.
As someone who recognizes as like the main recipient of the bullshit that comes from patriarchy, you also recognize, oh, it also has an effect on men. And every time you talk about the effects that it has, you still manage. I don't know if you ever noticed this. You still manage to throw how it also hit me.
Because it's a human problem.
But you have to understand that there are people who will recognize that and still talk about it and do not talk about how it's also affecting the person who's affecting you or the men who are around you. And so as the man in your life, I appreciate that because you see how we all fucked up, but we all still trying. And you don't do that to not shine light on your issues or women's issues or things that specifically happen to you. It's just that you also still find some way to say, hey, oh, that's how that has a negative effect on you. Like you see it. Like I'm not allowed to react a certain way because patriarchy won't allow me, or people will look at you a certain way if you're like emotional to a certain degree can express your emotions because you're in tune with them because patriarchy won't allow it, or we're not supposed to share these things because that's not necessarily what a man is supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Like a man is supposed to beat you and rape you and just basically take from you your entire life. And maybe if he's kind enough, he'll stop hitting you at a certain point because you gave him children like that. Like historically, patriarchally speaking, like that's what's supposed to happen. So anything outside of that, it's like, oh, well, this is like different. This is great. This is it's sad because that shouldn't be the norm. The conversation should be more centered around like how are you also negatively affected by this? And how can I help? Like it should be a constant, how are we supporting each other? What are we putting into each other? Like I know what's going on with me and you know what's going on with me, but what's going on with you? How can we help you today too? Because I see that you kind of fucked up out here. I appreciate that you see when I'm fucked up out here because it is rough. It's rough as somebody who loves women as much as I do, loves black women as much as I do, loves a black woman as much as I do, seeing what a black woman goes through while also being a black man. Mm-hmm. And because I don't necessarily, and I've always struggled with like caring about myself to that degree, which is another conversation that we talked about. I just didn't really see it like that. But like you have helped me see that I like exist too, and I should probably also deal with shit that is just not normally talked about that's actually centered around how it affects me too. So I feel rich because I have somebody that sees me. Like, you recognize what's going on with me too. You feel for me too. And you like want to do something about it with me.
I do. I will.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
That was real sweet.
Oh, they get worse.
My second one.
Go ahead.
I've kind of touched on this in my first one, but our relationship is a real gift, and that makes me feel rich. Like, Mike, do you remember? It's different telling the story through the podcast, but we like lived it. Realizing we liked each other, we had like 50 million adults telling us it wasn't real. But
all of them.
We knew it was, but
imagine,
we couldn't.
Well, actually, all of them but one.
Yeah.
Imagine for a second, if you're listening, that everybody except your girl mama thought y'all was full of shit. Like, everybody, your friends, your family, your mama,
yeah,
your cousins,
your like, teachers, your substitute teachers,
specifically your mentors, everybody that has ever influenced you through your life that know both of y'all up until this point, say both of y'all need to cut it out
because y'all ain't gonna work.
One person, mama.
Yeah.
That or just didn't care.
It was really, really, really hard. Because on top of that, we were still teenagers. So Not many people take teenage anything seriously, though I don't think you should invalidate those experiences. Because teenage experiences have real life consequences.
Yeah.
Like real life babies and like real life trauma and things. And so, you know, just a tip to parents. You know, as a parent myself, I hope I remember that. But like, you know, not saying that I was...
I still think it's a better idea to get involved than to like diminish it or belittle
or it.
To
yeah.
The, yeah. Like what?
So, but we didn't have that. We had one adult do that. And we knew it was special. We mm-hmm. knew something was different. We
but again, imagine two little teenagers telling you, nah, I know
no,
what
this is.
This is
right.
To the frontal lobe development like, lived a lot of life.
Right. Frontal lobe development ain't even developed. And we trying to tell people, no, listen. Don't underestimate this. There's something here.
It's a little different.
And we knew that. And thankfully, we're very, very stubborn people. And we just stay together, you know.
We also liked each other.
And we did like each other. Yeah. I mean, right. There were all those things there. And lust, you know, God.
Mad lust.
God. Anyway.
It's still there.
It is. But, you know, we weren't tired. Anyway. It's a gift, Mike. A lot of people don't find their person, or they don't find their person as soon as we did. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thankful. And I, you know, I'm always thinking about ways that like, and we've been talking a lot about like, how are we showing gratitude? That's the point of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning that to show gratitude is also part of like calling stuff what it is. This is a gift, you know, and we are trying to like, do some good. As service people, we are using our relationship to like do some good, we hope, for other people and for ourselves, and for the family that we're creating and that we, you know, that we've created. And it makes me feel so rich because we had really not the type of childhoods that we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Not holistically, like we weren't always miserable, but we were biding our time, you know, to get out.
Randy specifically speaking about something that we discussed about how we don't want Drew to count down the days
to leave us.
Not in like the sense of like, oh my God, I can't wait to get out of my family's house, but like I hate my family and I need to like remove myself from the space. I can't wait till I turn 18 to leave
so
you bastards in my review. like that type of attitude. Not like, oh, I can't wait to be on campus and experience college. Like it's just different.
Right. Those are two different things. One is trauma informed, and based off of.
One is excitement for something new. Another is disdain for what was happening.
Despair.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we really are, I mean, also obviously with the help of like God and the universe and
thank
all
you,
the ancestors, you know,
Ganesh.
Are trying to, Ricky, you don't even.
The Hindu God, Ricky, I take them all. What? Do you remember that? It was like a Family Guy skit. And I think Peter got hit by a car and then he lived and he stood up. He said, thank you, Jesus. And it panned up to like the sky. And Jesus was like, well, actually it was. And then the elephant guy touched his shoulder and was like, no, it's okay, man.
Ricky. Thank you. Anyway, what I'm saying is we're just it's special in that we found each other and that we wanted to work, and that is a gift, and that makes you feel rich that we were able to get this when we got this, because we needed each other and we still do.
You're right.
Okay, go ahead.
I love you.
I love you.
I'll be trying not to take you too far off.
Just
but I'm sorry, I love you. Just try and get background information.
Thank you.
All right. The second thing that I had is what makes me feel rich is that I have a partner that self checks. And we talked about this.
We did.
Which kind of like led the conversation for like how we were going to go about it. And what I mean by that is it's really, really hard as a person, man or woman, to check your ego. And I come from a long line of women who never apologize. You're laughing.
To anybody.
But you've met them.
To not a single person.
You've met each and every one of them. From my grandmother to my great aunt. God rest her soul. I love you, Auntie Patty. to my cousins, my sisters. And you see how it works with different generations of my loving, great West Indian family. But they don't apologize. They don't apologize. They don't self-check. They don't self-correct. They don't show weakness in that sense. That's what it's referred to as. Saying that you were wrong, saying that you may have learned a lesson from something and you recognize that you did something wrong in the past and you are seeking to rectify it is not the space that I grew up in. Especially, it wasn't communicated to me at all. It's like that situation where a kid gets into an argument with their parents and the parent be dead wrong. And then as an apology, they just kind of like swing by McDonald's.
Yeah.
Be like, go ahead and get what you want. Instead of like actually saying,
I apologize. I was wrong. Yeah.
It's deeper than that, obviously. We dove into it. But ultimately, I understand you. And I know the way that your mind works. And whenever you've ever come to me with a criticism, I know that you weren't doing it out of the joy of your heart. It was, hey, this is a problem. This is something that I noticed. And this is something that I know if you found out would actually bother you, and you should do something about it because it makes me unhappy, me being you. And it would make you unhappy to know, Mikey, that you are having this effect on me. Now, it hurts all the same to hear when you're fucking up, especially from somebody like you who is as detailed as you are. I talk all the time about how your mind is always just going.
Yeah.
So I know that you took a deep dive into everything that you could, every possibility, the outcome of the conversation before we had it, all of that stuff before you even brought it to me, because you're a researcher. Like, that's what you do. You feel like you got to provide facts and figures behind certain stuff. And, you know, it helps get your point across. Sometimes those conversations are short. I'd be like, yeah, I get it. Cool. Sometimes they're a little longer. I'd be like, what you mean? What you mean? What you mean? There's maybe like a couple days of like, I don't get it until I finally get it. Because I've now stepped outside of myself to see what it is that you're trying to tell me. And that's when you bring it to me. You are the most critical person I've ever seen of you. You are already mean to you. You just mean.
Oh,
you're a mean person to yourself, Randy. You are working on it, but there is no one meaner to you than you.
Yeah.
You're that woman.
Oh, God.
That no matter how great you are, how much you achieve, how beautiful, how great other people see you, you just will not. Because you can come up with a but to everything. And that's your ego. So when you start diving into some shit that you did wrong and you actually come to a conclusion, by the time you present it to me like, hey, so this thing that I realized that I'm fucking up and here's why. It's always really profound. One, because again, I don't know the women that do this. And two, because I know how hard you just went on yourself before you came to the point where you could present that to me.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal. Okay, so my reason for feeling rich don't matter.
No, I'm not trying to validate. I'm joking. It's a big deal.
But seriously.
Okay.
That's a big, man, you don't understand how many people don't say sorry for real. Men, women, non-binary people.
Yeah.
In relationships who just refuse to apologize. We watched X-Men last night.
Yeah. The Dark That's Phoenix.
Some people just feel so hell-bent on being right that they just won't see beyond it. And they can't see how they could possibly be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Charles killed that girl.
Yeah.
It was his fault. But he refused to say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you could just lash out on me because you in pain. So I'm gonna let you do that. I'm like, just being self-righteous instead of saying, yo, you have a point.
Yeah.
I could see how I got to this point. Just to help somebody else for a moment. Because we're supposed to be working together. And if you can't just stay indignant forever, like, that's not how this works. So I appreciate you being able to self-check. That's a big deal. Thank you.
Thank you.
What you thinking about? You got your wheels turning over.
No, I'm just taking it in. I'm gonna take the compliment and I'm gonna say thank you.
She's gonna come with a rebuttal later as to how she don't really do what I just said.
My third thing was really hard to find. I thought that I would be able to find it as we did this episode, and there are like 50 million things going through my head. But the third thing that makes me feel rich is we are both in alignment with like the type of family we want. Or like we're both in like...
I deleted that one right before I changed it to my...
Did you?
Yes.
Like we...
I figured you'd do it.
Like we literally just had a conversation. Well, we were having lots of conversations over break.
Mad talks.
Can't wait to put these in episodes. But we've been having a lot of conversations. And one of them was you coming to the realization about family in terms of like the family that you wanted as a kid, the family that you still want, you know, like outside of us, like how you're looking for people that you're in relationships with in your family to mm-hmm. be a certain way, to apologize, to hold themselves accountable.
Still ain't getting sorry. I'm sorry.
To see you. Mm-hmm. And you realize, one, these particular family members may not actually be capable.
It can't happen.
It probably won't ever happen.
Not
and you can't
until after they on their deathbed.
Right. And you can't wait for that. Mm-mm. Or you're going to kill yourself.
Yep.
It's just gonna eat at you and like immobilize you the same way it did when we were kids. And now you have your own family. Like, you know, we have Drew, we have each other, we have Groot. And you realize you have to like shift that focus, like put that energy and what you keep trying to get from these people into what you can give to us and yourself. And that is in complete alignment with me, you know, and like how we really want, you know, we don't want to be, we know we can't be perfect, but we want to do our damnedest to be as like good as we can to Drew, which, you know, doesn't mean just letting her be crazy and out here, but like free and confident and knowing that she can trust us, knowing that we'll always tell her when we're wrong, knowing that we'll take this as serious as we do. And you're all in. You're like all in, you know, and that's a blessing. That's a gift. And it feels like reparations for my own childhood, you know, for all the things that was wrong, you know, the sexual assault, the molestation, the alcoholism, the fear, you know, and to have a second chance to get something completely opposite in this relationship is very powerful to me. And I'm so grateful. And I love you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love you too.
I know.
If we ain't nothing else, we aligned.
Yeah.
We are definitely in alignment. Huh.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thanks.
Because I thought that's where you might go.
You erased
it. I was going to wrap it up with something kind, with something short. Like
okay.
So the last thing that makes me feel rich, like really, really rich, is the fact that I have a partner that I could have fun with.
Yeah.
Now, again, this may seem like a small thing to some, but we have decided to do this for life. We're gonna die together when this is all over, and we're gonna look back and be like, whatever we did with each other.
Yes.
I don't want to look back and see a life full of bitterness, resentment, joyless sex, if none at all.
Joyless.
Passionless experiences.
Yeah.
Laughless days or weeks, or like that's biggest fear right there. Right?
Yeah.
You know, Harry Potter, they walk up to the cabinet and your biggest fear of beer.
Yeah.
Mine would be us sitting sad like that. That's not okay.
Yeah.
We still have fun together. We're still seeking fun. We still come up with fun ideas. We still try to laugh. We still seek joy together. We're I don't know. I don't even think that it's trying so much as this is just who we naturally are with each other. Like we feel different, or it seems weird for a while if we've gone a while without laughing.
Yeah.
And something in us will like seek something out for us to like laugh again or feel some joy. Like, you know, when just the world is fucked up right now, for instance.
It's been fucked, but it's like really fucked.
But no matter how dark things were while we were in the car yesterday, we still ride around laughing at stupid shit. Like, we, you know, like we still find some humor in some things. And I think that that is important. Again, because I have seen women all my life that I've grown up around just don't laugh. Like, it's always shocking.
They don't have many reasons to, though, Mike. When you think about it,
they have been through a lot.
Yeah.
They've been through a lot, which makes sense. But again, me having a partner who that is not our story,
mm-hmm.
is why I feel like that's a big deal. And maybe, again, just the point of this conversation, for me at least, is like, I would like for someone to take that and be like, you know, we should probably find something to laugh about today.
Yeah.
Like, let's watch a comedy special as a family, or let's like just go do something goofy or whatever.
Watch Drew dance.
Like, me and Randy went on a vegan quest yesterday. We were supposed to go get some vegan food.
I just was so tired of chicken.
We've been eating chicken nonstop because when you're trying to be healthy, it's like, it's what, chicken and potatoes, and chicken turkey. And vegetables, chicken or turkey. And like, we don't really eat ground beef like that. We don't eat pork. And Randy's allergic to fish, which leaves you literally one fucking animal to eat. We don't, there was no like lamb close by. Like, obviously there are other animals,
closed.
But in reality, yeah, it's just chicken.
Yeah.
And so Randy's just sick of chicken.
I'm tired.
So we went looking for vegan food. We get to this restaurant. We pull up trying to get our masks together. Randy's about to put the order in so I can go in and just pick it up after they finally finish it. And a girl walks up to the door and then she walks away. And then a family walks in.
I'm like, we can't tell. Are you open?
It didn't look like it was open or closed. Mind you, we called the restaurant 3 times on the way up.
They don't answer.
But the voicemail says, you know, check the website.
The website goes to Facebook. y'all, this is why we be telling y'all, check our website. We actually got a working website. Go look at our website.
We pull up and I swear to God, it looked like that barbershop strip mall area that you see.
Mikey.
That always has these like the salon next to the barbershop.
The massage parlor. That's not really a massage parlor.
Yes.
Blacked out windows. Like, what y'all doing in here?
But I'm a nigga first, so I don't judge. Like, I'm not above this at all. Like, I know that the best food comes from holes in the wall. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that this was a hole in the wall, but surroundings wasn't the best.
Mikey, it was a hole.
I'm trying to be kind. Okay?
No, you could call it a hole in the wall.
Because I ain't saying the restaurant name.
It got great reviews.
It did. But they didn't have no food this day, apparently.
Mikey, just...
So they were closed.
Yes.
We're just laughing because the entire time we were driving, I'm over here talking about, like, you know, I'm just putting my positive on everything. Like, hey, you know, at least we got out of the house today.
And I'm isn't hungry.
It nice, it's nice riding around. Randy's starving. I was like, isn't it nice riding around?
No.
Isn't it great? So so when we leave that restaurant, we were going to go to my place.
But they're closed.
And Randy looked up like, they're closed. And she starts saying, isn't it great? Aren't you
isn't it great? Don't you think this is so fun?
I wanted to kill us and swerve the car off the
kill
road.
Kill your side of the car.
But instead, you know, just laughing. Like, small stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is what I mean. Like, I enjoy, we still fuck with each other.
Yeah.
Like, or to that degree. So, you know, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I could definitely see us laughing well into our 80s.
Laughing as the world's on fire.
Yep.
Like, that's some shit. Ain't it some shit?
Because what else do you do?
Okay.
I love you.
I love you.
I look forward to just more laughs. Thankful for the laughs.
Me too, babe. Engagement.
Whew. How are you rich?
Yeah.
Have you taken a second look around and appreciate what you have instead of dwelling on what you don't? If so, let us know.
Shoot us an email at blackmailmare@gmail.com.
Or leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098.
Or hit us up on social media with your thoughts on this episode, like how y'all always do.
Yes. Feedback, feedback, feedback.
We love it.
Root Insurance is all about you and how you drive. In fact, that's the number one factor we use to give you a better price, which puts you in control. Just download the Root app, hit the road, and we'll take care of the rest. The app measures your driving behavior and gives you a custom rate based primarily on your driving. The better you drive, the better your rate. It's car insurance made for you. Visit joinroot.com today to get started. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
It's time for Randy and Mike's Fight or Flight. They've held it in all week, but you gon' hear it tonight. Don't really matter who is wrong or right, cause it's Fight or Flight.
Fight or Flight.
All right. So you know I was just joking with my Fight or Flight
Mikey,
announcement earlier.
What?
I didn't really mean that. You know what I be saying when I say my little thing. All right, so here's the thing.
Oh, God.
What did I say my thing was?
You don't even know what your fight is?
Oh, you're something unhappy. I'm unhappy with in the bedroom, right? Mm. I'm not unhappy with this in the bedroom, but I want to bring this up because, God willing, this will work out in my favor.
Mikey, what?
This weekend, our child has been gone.
Yes.
And our dog has been gone.
Yes.
And so, y'all, we got in the house. We set the alarm, bars on the door. the house closed because we don't have to let nobody out to go pee.
We don't gotta go. Right.
Ain't no walks in the middle of the night. We not going nowhere. Drew don't need to go out and stretch her leg. Like, it's just we stayed in here and locked ourselves in here like a prison that we love. There's something about when there's nothing going on around us, or when it's quiet outside, or when just people, you know, Drew's not here. Not when Drew's asleep, but Drew's not here. And when Groot's not here, because Randy still acts weird when Groot's here.
What do you mean I still act weird?
There's something about when both of them are not in the vicinity that makes you more vocal when we are doing stuff. I'm going to take you back to a time when Groot was a puppy and Drew did not exist.
Mikey, he used to come in the room. Groot, he thought something was wrong.
Thought I was hurting Randy.
He would come
he
up.
He did. So he'd come and be like, what's happening?
Yo, it make you try to shoot him away, but we're still doing it.
But there was one time I closed the bedroom door, and we had one of those apartments where there was a door to the bathroom from the living room, and there was a door to the bathroom from the bedroom. I closed the bedroom door to the living room, but I did not close the bathroom doors. So he somehow
walked through the bathroom,
yeah. Came in and was sniffing at my foot.
He just be judging us. Like, this what y'all doing in here?
So Randy has always been, I don't know if you mean to do this or not, but you have always been aware or semi-aware that when a dog is there, you just, you know.
Like, that's not. Hi, what's your fight?
It's a lower volume. Mm-hmm. You was talking up a storm this weekend.
Was I?
Let me tell you. And then she got the nerve to blame it on me. She's like, oh, that was the best head ever. No one.
My nigga,
I do that same thing.
No, you don't.
Every time.
No, you don't.
It was my normal level of getting busy.
Mikey, no, it wasn't.
It was. It was my same stroke.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. You can't tell me what
Randy
I know.
Randy over here screaming to the heavens. I'm like, where the fuck all this volume been for the last couple months?
Mikey, what?
Randy, Mikey, I'm serious.
Mikey.
I am dead ass. So I want to know why you don't like talking to me.
Mikey, what? Mikey, we... Mikey, first of all, I don't think I was any more vocal than usual.
Oh, how not so?
What do you mean? I already told you, I can't really give my full Randy.
Got you.
My full
so
Danny,
you are admitting now that you have
as
been.
As long as we are here in this house.
Got you.
Because
but you did
mom's office
yesterday,
is, though. Was I
but
loud?
You, oh my God. Are you seriously not aware of what just happened yesterday
Mikey,
and the night
I
before?
I have no like depth perception on anything.
I do, and I can hear very well. I'm just telling you right now.
Babe, I am going to fight you because
okay.
I am vocal.
You are.
And yesterday was...
I'm just saying, yesterday, it wasn't no holding Mikey's head and whispering in my ear what you were enjoying.
Mikey.
That's all I'm saying. It was very much, let me inform the ceiling of my feelings. And just in case the ceiling cannot hear me, I'm going to make sure that I project. Like, that's what it was.
Mikey.
What?
I don't know what she wanted to say. I don't. Am I supposed to apologize?
Yes.
For something?
What and you're supposed to be for? More vocal even when people
Mike,
are around.
I cannot be more vocal with your daughter here.
You can't.
I can't be more vocal with your dog.
So ultimately what that brought me to was we really have to do this.
More often. Y'all, she's with my mom. She's the only person we trust. She's
yeah,
only,
Randy's mom has been quarantined until December.
Really the only person that's really been in the house.
Yeah.
Instacarting, curbside pickup. So...
Dousing everything and everybody in Lysol.
Yeah.
Wiping niggas down.
Right. Wearing jackets, wearing separate clothes on top of clothes. When she do go to the grocery store, taking the first
layer
off.
Or the mailbox. She be tripping.
So.
She do change from her clothes when she come back from the mailbox. I don't know if you noticed.
I do. So we trust her. And so that's where Drew is. And
yes.
It has been a well, a much, and Groot. We paid my brother $50. Can you
because
keep the dog
we normally
too?
Pay the dog sitter $23 a night or yeah. You know something like that. So it's about the same thing.
Yeah.
But we don't want to send him to a dog sitter because
we don't know them.
We don't
trust them.
And animals can carry
yeah.
The virus. So,
we invested in this weekend. Capiche? Okay.
And we have to do it more often.
Yeah.
And so we have more of these weekends on the calendar as we speak.
So that was your fight.
But I'm trying to see how we can get more.
That was your fight.
I just want to make sure we're intentional about this because I need a repeat. That whole mousy, quiet sex. It's not
Mikey.
Just you. I'm saying like what we have to do when the baby sleep.
Yeah.
In the crib or.
Everyone's home.
Be in the house. You know, like
yes.
Just. I'm
not mousy.
I forgot how much I hate how quiet it's been.
Yeah.
I like volume.
I know.
I do. I told you I have a friend on Instagram who does like a risque question of the day
mm-hmm.
in her story every day. And she asks
oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Do mm-hmm. you like a partner that's like, that's vocal was one of the questions or. do you want someone who talks?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the TV one.
No, that's another one. Oh, okay. That'll come up again in another conversation, I'm sure. But she was like, do you like silence or do you like someone who like makes noises? I was like,
who? I don't know how you can gauge anything in silence.
What do you mean?
I mean, you can't tell if you're doing well if the other person is
quiet. Oh, that's what I'm
saying.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
But you can tell when you're doing well, Mike. I orgasm every time we talk about this. You can tell.
But that
when I'm
don't
faking.
Always necessarily mean somebody's doing well.
Even when you could be
men
like,
could come even if it's bad. Like,
I didn't say come. I said orgasm. Those are two different things.
Okay, explain the difference.
What you mean?
For our less experienced audience, I just want people to hear the explanation.
No, because I'm like looking in your eye. We gonna finish this episode. I'm not dealing with you.
Fine. So you gonna fight? I mean, you gonna fly, right? You gonna apologize?
Apologize for what?
For not talking,
you know
not being
why
louder.
We are stipulated.
But I'm saying, you gonna apologize, right?
I love you.
Y'all, this weekend was
I appreciate your fight.
Okay.
That's what you get out of me.
Gotcha.
Appreciation.
You appreciate my fight.
Yes. Thank you for letting me know how you feel. Thank you for letting me know how you feel.
I love you.
I love you.
Jerk. PDA.
PDA. It's my first.
Mm-hmm.
So, this weekend. There's a particular moment this weekend.
Okay.
It was yesterday.
What?
Y'all ever got head so good? You can't even have sex. You can't even have sex. It's like, well.
It's just a continuation.
I guess
of
that was. Ass. I guess that's what we're doing today. We're just going to get out now.
Okay, got you.
Mike, it was so good. Mm-hmm. You say that you haven't done anything different and that you wouldn't do it, but Mike.
Same. Same shit.
No, it was not. It was not.
Okay.
It was so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just happy that I am a part of whatever the Lord is trying to do right now. Because it was really good. I mean,
it's supposed to be, right?
Like, you give really great head. You
mm-hmm.
do.
Mm-hmm.
You just do.
Thank you.
You know, you're not ashamed or anything. Mm-hmm. You be down there, okay? Yeah. And it was great. Okay. And I just.
Yes, ma'am.
I love you.
I love
because
you.
I know that part of the reason why it was as great as it is.
Is because.
You love me.
Got you.
You love me deeply. And because your love language is physical touch and quality time, when we get in a space where we can do both
mm-hmm.
and have both, uninterrupted with the baby and the dog, you're just a whole different type of Pisces. It's glorious. And I'm grateful. I feel rich. I am rich. That was great. It was great. And I think that you deserve this PDA because you were showing out. And we get it. Okay, we get it. You in love. Okay. So, thank you so much.
You said, okay, we get it. Okay, you in love.
Okay. Go ahead, babe.
Thank you, Randy.
You're welcome.
You're insane.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because I've already made mention. Why did you say it? Aggressive.
I said good
you.
Day.
Right. Mine is a little more stupid. It's not as deep as, because I already talked about what happened sexually this weekend. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes, baby, give us range.
At the end of our quest, y'all, we finally found the restaurant that was gonna satisfy our delicate palates and feed us the nutrition that we were so desperately searching for. Now, remember, it started as a search for something vegan. I was going to even try something, a little veggie burger, you know, a little black bean, whatever. Something with some blue cheese on it, you know, because I was ready to taste. Ultimately, y'all, we end up pulling up to this 5-star drive-through Zaxby's. And I got my little wings and things. Randy with her fancy house salad, fried. light vinaigrette dressing, you know, just to make sure that, you know, you get the taste that you know, were craving.
What about PDA? What are you doing?
My PDA is... The best part of it, you know, after I ordered my strawberry Fanta, extra large, extra ice, thank you.
You didn't need all that, Mike.
I like Zaxby's ice.
I hope Reagan is listening. You don't need all that.
Oh, no, I didn't order extra large wings and things to drink. I just, you know.
That's a lot of sugar.
It was a lot of sugar, but at this point, I didn't care. And I didn't care because after placing the order, when I pull up to the window, I had your card. So, you know, Randy paid for dinner, y'all. That shit was fly as fuck. It's nothing sexier than when a girl be like, here, take my card. I'd be like, ooh, okay, a big spender. I got
Mikey,
wet a little bit.
Mikey, what?
And that's really why I performed the way I did the other night, is because you was like, hey, you know, treat yourself.
Mikey.
Handed a young nigga the card. I was like, all right, you know, I paid for the food. You know, I did then pull out of the Zaxby's into the gas station where I filled her tank with the same amount as the food. So it like evened out for the day.
Wait, you use your card to fill yes, my tank? I thought you used my card.
Why?
Oh my, because I gave it to
Point
you.
Point being, Jesus. When she handed that card over, y'all, it was sexy. That little SunTrust card. I love you.
It's, your PDA is at your thing.
Thank you for feeding me.
You're welcome.
At the end of all of that shit, it's just funny. It's thank funny. You. So thank you for feeding me.
You're welcome.
Whew. Another great episode.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you like it?
I loved it.
I love being back. I love doing this, y'all. This is fun. For ad-free and exclusive content, head over to patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage.
The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is in Domino Sounds Network.
Whoop, whoop.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Yes, yes. The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast Fight or Flight Jingle was created by Ebony Janae at Janae Jingles. Details are in our show notes.
For 20% off of your subscription with BetterHelp, mm-hmm. visit betterhelp.com/DMM.
Yes, we are now and still available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and all other major streaming services. Rate us
5 stars
if you enjoyed this episode.
Be sure to check out our website, y'all. www.blackmillennialmarriage.com. It goes straight to our website, not to Facebook, not to Instagram. It's our website, and we want you to look at it. Follow us on social media platforms. On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, we are
@_the_Chapmans.
Thank you again for listening, y'all. Be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.
Root Insurance puts you in control. Root is a new type of car insurance that uses the sensors in your smartphone to look deeper than other insurers. Here's how it works. Download the Root app, hit the road, and we'll take care of the rest. The app measures your driving behavior, like turning and braking, and gives you a custom rate based primarily on your driving. The better you drive, the better your rate, meaning good drivers could save hundreds. Visit joinroot.com today to get started. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.